Way out in the depths of space, the police box shell of the TARDIS appeared in a blaze of blue light, tumbling end over end in the dark. It spun for a moment as if getting its bearings, and then vanished again into the time vortex. Inside, the doctor sat cross-legged on the floor, poking and prodding at the tangle of tubes and pipes that wound their way through the coral-like growths and protuberances of the central control console. Rose was curled up on the battered control room chair, fast asleep, her breathing slow and measured. The steady background hum from the console suddenly changed in pitch for a moment, and there was a faint moan from Rose as she stirred on the chair. The doctor frowned and clambered to his feet, peering at a flashing light on the console.
Oh, that's not right. Not right at all.
There was another bleep from the other side of the console. He hurried around to where a new set of lights had blinked into life. There was a low electronic burbling from somewhere deep in the machinery below him. Rose twisted in her sleep again, her brow furrowing. The doctor's gaze went from the console to Rose and back again.
Now what are you two talking about? All girls together, is it?
He leaned forward and started tapping at controls. Rose knew she was dreaming. She knew because she could see herself as if she was another person, from just over her right shoulder. She was outdoors, in the rain, and floating a couple of meters off the ground. She looked around, taking in the vague, unreal surroundings of her dream. As dreams went, it wasn't particularly exotic. She was on the coast, almost certainly Britain. The scrubby grass and tangle of gorse bushes were unmistakably British. Then she noticed the child looking at her. A small child in pyjamas. For some reason she couldn't explain, a shiver ran down Rose's spine. The child started to laugh, and the sky darkened, lightning cracking through the air. Rose found herself moving now, swooping over the gorse, sailing out off the cliff and sweeping down over the water. Dark shapes loomed up from the darkness. Cliffs, jagged rocks, a lighthouse. Her dream rapidly degenerated into nightmare as a vile four-armed creature hauled itself from the sea below her. Its claws reached out for something lying on the ground, and Rose realized with horror that it was a young man, fishing equipment scattered around him, his arms raised in a futile attempt to ward the creature off. She desperately wanted to look away, but she couldn't tear her eyes from the horror unfolding before her. A monstrous arm swung down, and the young fisherman slumped backwards, his blood staining the rocks. The creature turned and fixed Rose with blazing eyes. It roared again, reaching out for her. She tried to scream, but no sound would come from her throat. The huge, taloned hands closed around her, and she woke with a start. The doctor looked up from a screen, concern in his eyes.
Are you all right?
Rose ran a hand through her hair, her eyes flicking around the shadows that pooled in the corners of the console room.
Yeah, a dream, that's all. A nightmare.
She nodded at the console.
What are you doing?
It seems you're not the only one who was having nightmares, the doctor indicated the screen in front of him. We picked up some very odd readings while you were asleep. I've been tracing them back to their source.
On the screen was a long stretch of rocky coast. Out in the waves was a jagged lump of black rock, the long, slender shape of a lighthouse stabbing towards the heavy clouds. Rose stared in disbelief.
That's where I was in my dream.
With a loud thump, the TARDIS appeared from nowhere on the clifftops, incongruous amongst the windswept gorse. The doctor stepped out into the cold night air, coat billowing in the wind. Rose emerged tentatively after him. Everything was horribly familiar. The tall, jagged cliffs, the brooding sky. Along the coast you could see the lights from the village tucked into the curve of the bay, a tiny harbour jutting out into the cold grey sea.
Where are we, exactly? She asked.
Wales, according to the instruments. The doctor swung his gaze out towards the horizon. Village called Innisdee.
Come again.
Black Island.
Ah. What is it?
The doctor nodded out to sea.
Your mysterious lighthouse?
Rose followed his gaze.
The racing clouds cleared from the moon for a moment, and she could make out the tall, slender shape rising from the jagged mound of black rock in the bay.
Yeah, that's it.
Where did you see the fisherman?
Rose nodded down the cliff.
Down there, on the rocks.
Come on, let's take a closer look.
The path ended at a narrow spit of land, scrubby grass that sloped down to the sea. Huge, wet boulders, flecked with foam and seaweed, lay jumbled up against the shore. The doctor pointed at a rock pool, little more than a crevice in the wet rock. Rose raised a hand to her mouth. Among the seaweed and barnacles, the pool was bright red.
Is it?
Blood, yes. The doctor's face was grim. There's more here, and here.
So where's the body? Perhaps the thing took it back into the sea, you know. Food?
Possibly. Rose looked around.
No, hang about, he was a fisherman. He had bags, rods and stuff. They've gone too.
Well, I can't see our mysterious creature being an avid fishing fan. The doctor wiped his hands on a patch of clean grass.
No, someone's been here cleaning up after their pet.
Rose looked at him in horror.
You don't think...
I'm not sure what to think yet, he gave her a reassuring smile, but we're not going to find out anything more down here, not tonight at any rate. We should try the village. Ask around. Someone must know something.
A clear track led away from the cliffs towards a patch of woodland that arced down towards the village in the bay. The doctor and Rose raced for the cover of the wood as the wind swirled icy rain around them. They reached the tree line breathless, the doctor's hair plastered to his forehead. Rose giggled at him.
Why can't you ever take her somewhere nice and warm?
Before he could reply, a low rumbling growl brought the two of them to a sudden halt. The doctor's eyes darted from tree to tree. The wood was a jumble of long shadows and tangled undergrowth. The moon cast pale pools of light among the wet leaves as the clouds uncovered it for a moment. Then the trees were plunged into darkness once again. Rose clutched his arm.
Over there!
The doctor followed her gaze. A large shape crouched in the shadows of an oak tree. The two of them started backing away from the shadowed monster. With a shattering roar, it broke cover, crashing through the wet leaves towards them.
Freeze!
The doctor hissed. The creature was huge and grey, its face a mass of shiny black eyes and jutting fangs. 8 thick, fleshy tentacles sprang from the glistening body, writhing through the mulch of woodland floor, dragging the creature forward. The doctor peered at it in puzzled fascination. The creature seemed wrong somehow, thrown together, not the product of any normal evolutionary process. He took a step forward, intending to get a closer look, but Rose hauled him back frantically.
What are you doing?
I wanted to see if I could get a better look at it. He gave her a stern look. It's not at all like you described it, nothing like. Wrong number of arms, for starters. We'll have to give you a few lessons in alien identification when we get back to the TARDIS.
If we get back to the TARDIS, you mean. Besides, it's not the wrong number of arms, because that's not the thing I saw.
There was a shattering roar from behind them. The two of them spun to see another creature emerging from the shadows.
That's the one I saw, said Rose.
Oh, righto, sorry. The doctor gave her a weak smile. I think it might be time to run now.
Rose rolled her eyes.
You think? Run!
The doctor and Rose plunged off the path, pushing through the tangle of tree roots and brambles. Behind them they could hear the frustrated roars of the creatures and sounds of trees crashing to the floor as the two monsters tried to tear their way through in pursuit.
They're too big to follow us in here, shouted the doctor. Keep to where the wood is dense.
The two of them struggled forward, ducking under fallen trees, scrambling up muddy banks. Finally the doctor waved at Rose to stop.
Slow down, I think we've lost them.
Rose slumped against a tree, breathing hard. She tilted her head back, letting raindrops from the leaves splash on her face. We're nearly out of the woods, the doctor nodded through the trees. Ahead of them, about 200 meters away, yellow light glowed warmly.
Street lamps?
The doctor nodded.
Civilization of a sort.
Rose smiled, then froze. The rain splashing onto her face had suddenly gone warm and thick. She wiped a hand across her face.